For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
The Chukaisai is the 33rd parasha of Chumash. And the Svarim do note the number of a parasha. This is brought down in the Svarim that the parashiyos are connected to the number that they represent. The fact that the Chukaisai is the 33rd parasha of Chumash is not coincidental. And of course, this is the Shabbos that's Erev Lag Ba'omer, the 33rd day of the Omer, the great Yom Tov of Lag Ba'omer, which Lag Ba'omer always falls out in the vicinity of Parshas B'Chukaisai, either in the week of Bahar B'Chukaisai, when it's the Shana Pshuta, or like we have it now, following right after B'Chukaisai and the leap year. What's the connection? Tonight we begin the fifth week of Sfira. The fifth week, it's important to mention here, the Lashon of the Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas B'Haloischa. All the Svarim quoted, but here's where it says it. Mitamon ad Shiva Yoimin Taren Psichin, that the gates are open from Pesach Sheni till the end of the fifth Sfira. Tonight is Pesach Sheni, tomorrow is Pesach Sheni, which is always the first day of the fifth week of Sfira. Chesed Shebehoid. It's interesting that we lane about Pesach Sheni on sixth day of Pesach, which is the last day of Chol HaMoed, which is the fifth day of the first week. So that's Hoid Shebechesed. Tonight is Chesed Shebehoid. First day of the fifth week, and we lane about Pesach Sheni on the fifth day of Sfira, the fifth day of the first week. Hoid Shebechesed is B'gematria Chesed Shebehoid. Obviously the same letters, just a little switched around. So clearly Pesach Sheni has to do with Hoid. What's the connection between Pesach Sheni and Hoid? Hoid is the fifth of the Sfirois. Now the Zohar says here that for the first 30 days after Pesach, the gates are open. We know that the matzah that they took out of Mitzrayim lasted until the 15th of Iyar, as it says in Parshas B'Shalach. Physically, miraculously, but physically they had matzah with them for a month. It's like Pesach extended for an entire month until Tesvav Iyar. So the Zohar says here, really, after that, the gates should close, the gates of Pesach. Comes Pesach Sheni, and the gates open, and stays open for another entire week. Then it closes for 2 weeks, and then it opens again on Shavuos. Not going into why it has to close and all that, the Mefarshim and the Zohar say, the gates are still open, Pesach Sheni is mayor for 7 days, just like Pesach Rishon. So the Svarim quote the Zohar, and they say that this week is a Zman Mesugal Ma'od for Tefillah, for Bakasha, because it's a week when the gates are opened. The gates are open, meaning when they really shouldn't be. We were Poyel because of what happened Pesach Sheni, where the Anoshim Ashehoyu Tmeim LeNefesh Odom, as we read in Parshas B'Haloischa, those who were contaminated and weren't able to bring the first Pesach were given an opportunity to bring another Pesach. And it was on their doing. That means when the Torah was given, there was no Pesach Sheni. The Torah, Hashem did not reveal Pesach Sheni yet. It came about because of the request. When Hashem saw how upset they were, that they weren't able to do it, and they were Temeim, and they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, why? Lama nigora levilti hakriv? Why should we be left out? Why should we lose out on this great mitzvah? So Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell them from now on, anyone who's tameh or b'derech rechayka lochem or the doyro seichem, he has another chance. That chance is Pesach Sheni. That's tonight. That's tomorrow. We should hope that we should be zeichet to the geula, and then maybe perhaps we'll be able to bring the Pesach Sheni tomorrow. So it's interesting here on the word rechayka. The Torah says if there's a man that's Tomei Oibederech Rechayka, there's a dot on the hay. Tomei Lo Nefesh Oibederech Rechayka Lochem, there's a dot on the hay. They ask the question, why is there a dot on the hay? Gemara talks about it in Psachim, to teach, and Rashi brings it even if they're not really that distant. They're only five amos out of the threshold of the Beis HaMikdash, and they didn't bring the Pesach. They have a chance that can also bring the Pesach Sheni. What exactly is the dot on the hay here? This week is also the week in which the Mabul began and the Mun came down for the first time. The Mabul started, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that many started learning now in the Daf Yomi cycle. According to Rabbi Yehoshua, the Mabul began on Yud Zayin Iyar, as the Pasuk says in Parashas Noyach, V'chodesh Hasheni B'shiva Asayim L'chodesh. So according to Rabbi Yehoshua, that's Iyar. In Parshas B'Shalach, we read that the Mun came down, different type of Hashpah, that was the Mabul. The Mun came down the day before that on Tezayin Iyar, as the Gemara says in Shabbos. Clearly, and this happened this week, the fifth week of Sfirah. So what is it about the fifth week of Sfirah that we have Pesach Sheni, the day in which the Mabul started, which could have been Gishmei Bracha, but because of the chet of that Dor HaMabul, it turned out to be a Mabul. But obviously it could have been a Shefa for good, if they would have done Tshuva. And later it becomes the time in which the Mun began to fall, and culminating with Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is the fifth day of the fifth week. We refer to it as Hoyd Shebehoyd. Hilula de Rashbi. So, to give a little overview, it's a little, whatever the time that we have, about the number 33 and the fact that it's the fifth week of Sfira and it's with Kukaisai. And there's a minhag that many have to walk around with a bow, with the bow and arrow, with the bow, with the keshes on Lag BaOmer. So all the Sfarim that speak about minhagim ask, what's the reason for this minhag? Every minhag is Yisudasai, if it's a true minhag. Yisudasai Baharei Kodesh, and they bring down from the Pinchas Karetz, who said that just like Shivim Panim L'Toyra, Shivim Panim L'Minog, which means just like on every Pasuk Chumash and every Gemara, there are all different interpretations. The same thing with Aminog Yisrael Toyra, there are many, many different interpretations and many ways of understanding. Why is it that we walk around with a Keshes? The Keshes is the bow. The Keshes is the rainbow, which the Gemara says that in the generation of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, there was no rainbow, and first became necessary the day he passed away, which was Lag BaOmer, which is one of the reasons that we walk around with a bow, which is in the shape of a rainbow. But there must be more to it than just that. What exactly is the concept of the keshes that we associate Lag BaOmer with? In Shulchan Aruch it's brought down that Lag BaOmer always falls out the same day as Purim. Peleg is the simon, Pei Lamed Gimel. Whatever day Purim falls out, this past year Purim a few weeks ago was Sunday, now Lag BaOmer is also Sunday. So clearly it's not just that they fall out on the same day. There must be some correlation, there must be some connection between Purim and Lag BaOmer. Purim is a day we know in which all our tefillos are answered. Kol HaPoshet Yad Noisnim Loi, which is an expression of Chazal, which means whoever asks for charity, no matter who it is, even a Goy Lehavdil, it says you have to give. You give everyone on Purim, and we don't ask any questions. In the same way, Hashem is Mashpia on Purim. Purim is considered from the greatest days of Kibul Tefillah. So too Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is equated to Purim in every way. And in one of the ways is that it's Hoyd Shebehoyd. It's the fifth week of Sfira, in which the Zohar says the gates are open, where one can ask for anything, just like one can ask on Purim. So what is it that's so special about Lag BaOmer and this great Simcha on Lag BaOmer, Simchas Shel Rashbi, if one ever went to Meiron and one was zeicher to experience the unbelievable Simcha there, it's undescribable. One feels as if the Geula has already come. It's a day definitely that is associated with the Geula. We once spoke about this in previous shiurim, and not everyone was here, so and it's kedai to repeat some of it at least. It's very interesting. I find it interesting every time I say it. If we look at the beginning of Chumash, we find the 33rd word of Chumash is Toiv. This the B'nai Yisoscher makes note of. Just like we know the 25th word of Chumash is Or, which is a remez to Chanukah, which is the 25th of Kislev, Vayihi Or, word number 25. Word number 33 in Chumash, Vayar Elohim Es Ha'or Ki Toiv. Toiv is word number 33. And the B'nai Yisoscher tells us, beginning Lag BaOmer, well, this is obvious, you don't need B'nai Yisoscher to tell us this, but he bases this on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, as we mentioned last week, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked his Talmidim, what's the Derech Yeshura that a person should choose? And Rabbi Eliezer said, Lev Toiv. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Raya Ani Dvarav Midivreichem, Shebechlal Dvarav Divreichem. That the goal is to have a Lev Toiv. Says the B'nai Yisrael, Lev is 32. That's the first 32 days of Sfira. Toiv is equal to 17. Lag Ba'omer begins the last 17 days of the Sfira. Toiv, the last Toiv days. That means the last third. We complete, as we get to Erev Lag Ba'omer, this Shabbos, the first two-thirds of the Yemei HaSfira, and then from Lag Ba'omer on, is the last third. The 33rd word of Chumash is Toiv. What is that talking about? Rashi and Chumash tells us it's talking about the hidden light, the Or HaGanuz, that was set aside for the tzaddikim, le'osid lovoi. So toiv clearly is le'osid lovoi. It was a light that was created that was not revealed then, but will be revealed in the future. The hidden light, all the Svarim tell us, is the soidos ha'toira, panimius ha'toira, the hidden part of the Torah that will be revealed in the future. But throughout the generations, it is being revealed in spurts. And it started with Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, as it says in the Idra Zuta, which is the Zohar HaKadosh, that he began revealing the Seidus HaTorah on the day of his Petira, which is Lag Ba'omer. So the 33rd word of Chumash, Toiv, is referring to the Or HaGonuz, which he began to reveal on the day of his Petira, which was the 33rd day of the Omer. Because Rabbi Shimon himself is the Bechina of La'osid Lovai. La'osid Lovai is Begematria Shimon ben Yochai. Shimon ben Yochai is also Begematria Mechaya Mesim, as all the Svarim bring down, because he was Mechaya Mesim, Kiyodua, Bechayav, and afterwards. There are many stories, even recently, in the about 80, 90 years ago, there's a famous story that happened in Tzfas with a child, the Bechina of Tchias HaMesim. So Rabbi Shimon is the Neshama of Tchias HaMesim, Rabbi Shimon is the Neshama of Mashiach, and Rabbi Shimon reveals the part of Torah, begins to reveal the part of Torah that will be revealed in the future, and that's hinted in the number 33. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Yutes, Gal Einai Ve'abito Nifloois Mitoyros Echa. Gal is 33. He's asking, Hashem, reveal, open my eyes so that I should see the wonders of your Torah. What's he talking about? What is he asking to see? He didn't know Shas. He didn't know Shisha Sidre Mishnah. He didn't know all of Nigla the Torah. Okay, it could mean that too, in depth. All the Svarim say he was asking to be revealed. He wanted to be Zoicha to the revelation of the hidden secrets of the Torah. Gal, Einai, Ve'abita. Ve'abita is also equal to 33. Vav Aleph Beis Yud Tes Hei is 33. Gal is 33. David HaMelech is asking for that. Now we know that David HaMelech ruled in Yerushalayim for 33 years. So says the Pasuk in Melachim. It's the Haftarah of Ayichi, the last Pasuk of the Haftarah. We read that David HaMelech ruled for 40 years, 7 years in Chevron. Ubi Yerushalayim Malach Shloishin v'Shaloish Shanim. When did David pass away? David passes away on Shavuos. David was also born on Shavuos. The Yishai Hoyled as David. That's why we read Rus on Shavuos. Rus is the Megillah that reveals the Seid HaGeula. David, Malkah, Mashiach comes from David. Mashiach will reveal in its entirety the secrets of the Torah that are hinted in the number 33. And it began with David. David ruled in Yerushalayim. That's the city in which this part of Torah will be revealed. Ki Mitzion Teitze Torah Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim is referring to the Seidus HaTorah that will be revealed Al Yedei Mashiach. Har Sinai was the revealed part of the Torah. Har Tzion, meaning Har HaMoria, Yerushalayim, is where the secrets of the Torah, where Mashiach will reveal the Gal, the Lamed Gimel, which comes after the Lamed Beis Nesivos. We know there are 32 pathways of wisdom, Lamed Beis Nesivos HaChochma. That's why you have 32 teeth. And Lamed Gimel is already a number past that. Lamed Gimel is associated with the future. That's why it's Gal, and that's why the word Geula has in it Lamed Gimel, because that's already Geula, redemption, that's the world of Lamed Gimel, the world of revelation, the world of Gilui, that's going to be revealed in the future, and we get a taste of it on Lag Ba'omer. That's the great Simcha on Lag Ba'omer. The Svarim tell us, the Baal HaTanya brings it in the Shar Lag Ba'omer in his Siddur, the Shemesh Shmuel brings it a few times in his Sefer, in these parashiyos, that Lag BaOmer is hinted in Parshas Vayetze in the Psukim where it talks about the heap of stones that Yaakov Avinu set up to separate between him and Lavan, Gilad. Gilad, which is a city on the other side of the Jordan River, Bepashtas, is also it's a remes to the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash is called Gilad in many places in Tanakh. Hatzari Ein BeGilad. Gal Eid. Gal, Lag VaOmer, Gal Eid. So this is what the Baal HaTanya brings down, and he must have certainly is bringing it from the previous Mekubalim before him. And the Shemesh Shmuel, elaborates here, and he says that Yaakov Avinu ran away from Lavan, just like we ran away from Paroi. And Yaakov Avinu, before entering Eretz Yisrael, had experienced this encounter with Lavan, where he puts up this Gal. And just like when we're running, when we're counting Sphira, after two-thirds of the sphere, we're going out of Mitzrayim, we experience Lag, Gal, Lag BaOmer, as we get ready for Shavuos, and he says that the light of Shavuos begins to illuminate already, starting on Lag BaOmer, we already feel the Ur of Shavuos. The first two-thirds of sphere was still busy getting rid of the Chametz, getting rid of Mitzrayim, getting rid of all the Midos Rois, but starting Lag BaOmer already, we start to feel the Ur, the Ur of Zman Matan Tayraseinu, which is called the day of Mincha, the Kraftem, Mincha Chadosha Lashem. The only yomtiv of all the Yomim Tovim that we read about in Chumash, where the Torah uses the expression Chadosha, is on Shavuos. B'yayin ha'bikurim b'hakrivchem mincha chadosha v'Hashem. And in Parshas Emor, where it says v'hakrivchem mincha chadosha v'Hashem. What's Chadosha? Chadosha is associated with La'osid Lavoi. This we read in Parshas B'chukaisai. B'chukaisai, the 33rd Parsha of Chumash, the Ramban says that the brachas in Parshas B'chukaisai are going to happen when Mashiach will come. He says these brachas of B'chukaisai Teileichu B'nasati Geshmeichem Be'itam B'hisikul Kam Daishas Botzir B'nasati Sholom Ba'aretz, all the brachas mentioned over here, B'ishvati Chayor Ro'am in Ha'aretz B'nasati Mishkoni B'soichichem, all of that is when Mashiach will come. Of course, the obvious question is, what about the Teichacha? What about all the curses, the 49 curses that we have here? The 49 curses, as Rashi says in Nitzavim, that in the Kukai said there are 49 curses. Memtes, and of course, the Memtes, the 49 days of Sphira, enables us to heal ourselves from these curses, to get rid of these curses, to mahapech the klolos to brachos ki yadua, that when the Baal Shem Tov, Baal HaTanya, other tzaddikim, when they would lane this parasha, they would lane the Teichacha very slow and loud, because they saw the panemius of these klolos, which were really, really brachas. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was known for that. The Gemara says in the Ma'ariv Katan, the Gemara says that one of the Tanoim sent his son to Rabbi Shimon, and he asked him for a bracha, and he ended up giving him what seemed to be a curse. And when he came back and he told his father about it, and he said, "You sent me to Rabbi Shimon for a bracha, I got a curse." He said, "What did he tell you?" The Gemara says, "What he said, you should plant, nothing should grow, whatever grows should get ruined." And he explained to him that it was really a bracha in disguise. Rabbi Shimon purposely garbed the blessing in what seemed to be a klala so that no one should know. No, the Rabbi Shimon Ayin Hara, it should be a hidden bracha, because bracha that's hidden has more of an effect. The same thing here, these klalas are really brachas, just that we don't see it. They're really brachas, and eventually it'll be revealed that they will be brachas. That's why it doesn't matter that we read the klolos here in close vicinity to Lag BaOmer, because Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, his kayach was that he was able to be mahapich klola to bracha. He was the one who said, the Gemara says in Sukkah, Yecholni lifter kol ha'olam kulay min hadin, that he could have freed the entire world from midas hadin. That was the power of Rabbi Shimon. So certainly he had the ability to be mahapich klola to bracha. So the Gemara tells us in Brachas, the Hahoid Zuhi Beis Hamikdash. Hoid, the fifth Sphira, which we're starting tonight. Tonight is Chesed Shabbahoid, 29th day of Sphira, always is the first day of the fifth week. Chasin, the word Chasin in the Onabekoyach, the word Tanchem in Lamanatzeach, Beneginais, for those who say it, Chesed Shabbahoid. Hoid is the Beis HaMikdash. That means we are entering now the week of the Beis HaMikdash. Last week we spoke about Netzach being Yerushalayim. We went through the fourth week of Sphere, which corresponds to Yerushalayim, the HaNetzach Zui Yerushalayim. Now comes a higher level, and a much higher level, the HaHoid Zui Beis HaMikdash, including the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Bar Yochai that we sing. We say, Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon, Soid Kodesh Kadoshim. He was the Soid of Kodesh Kadoshim. He was not a Kohen. but he was the Bechina of Kodesh Kodoshim, just like there's a Kodesh Kodoshim in Zman, there's a Kodesh Kodoshim in Mokoyim, there's a Kodesh Kodoshim in Nefesh. One such time is Lag Ba'omer. Lag Ba'omer, Hilula the Rashbi, is a day equated to Yom HaKippurim, because it's similar to Purim, and Purim is like Yom HaKippurim. If we look in Parashas Vayetze, where it talks about Eid HaGal, Gal Eid, it says, Vayikroloi Lavan Yigar Sohadusa. Lavan calls this heap of stones in Aramaic, one of the only times, if the only time that the Torah uses an Aramaic expression here, Vayakoiv Koroloi Gal Eid. So this pasuk clearly is Malay Saidus. It can't be just the literal meaning that Lavan called it Yigar Sohadusa and Yaakov called it Gal Eid. So, therefore what? What do we learn from that? Clearly there's a lot more here. It's a very, very deep portion of Chumash in which Lag Ba'omer is hinted. And Lag Ba'omer, of course, is the site of the Geula. Vayikra lo Lavan Yigar Sohadusa, amazingly, is exactly the gematria, the phrase in Ona B'Koyach that is associated with this week, the fifth week. Chasin Kadosh Beroiv Tuvcha Nahil Adosecha. That's from Pesach Sheni till after Lag Ba'omer. The whole phrase, Chasin till Adosecha, is the gematria Vayikra lo Lavan Yigar Sohadusa. And that's also equal to Achas Bashana Hilula de Rashbi. Hilula de Rashbi, Achas Bashana. Achas Bashana, it's once a year, like Yom Kippur is called Achas Bashana. Here we read in Parshas B'chukosai, the Nosati Mishkoni B'soichichem. Hashem says, I am going to place my dwelling among you. Says Rashi, Zeh Beis HaMikdosh. This is the ultimate bracha that the Beis HaMikdosh is among us, that we have the Beis HaMikdosh. This week we have the Beis HaMikdosh because this week is the week of Hoyd, the Ha-Hoyd Zui Beis HaMikdosh. This is the week in which Bayoim Hahu Yitoka B'Shoifer Godoil, the week of Hoyd, the week of the Beis HaMikdosh, the week of Pesach Sheni Alag Ba'omer is a week of Tikkun. We see it starts off with Tikkun. Pesach Sheni is a Tikkun for those who couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon. Even the Tmeim, even those who are B'derech Rechaika, even those who are far away, have an opportunity this week to be Neskarev. Just like Purim, we know, is for the Pchusim, Purim is for the lower Neshamas, Chanukah is for the lower Neshamas, so too is Pesach Sheni and Lag Ba'omer. Lag Ba'omer specifically, Rashbi, if anyone goes there on Meiron or any time, you'll see every type of Jew there, from what seems to be the lowest of the low to the greatest of the great. It encompasses the entire Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon is an Neshama Klolis that encompasses the entire Klal Yisrael. V'nosati Mishkoni is B'gamatria Ba'yom Ha'u Yitoka B'Shoifa Godoil. This week, Taran Psichen, as the Zohar says, the gates are open. Those words, Taran Psichen, Abi Gematria Yitoka B'Shoifa Godoil U'Bo'o Ha'ivdim. This is a very, very big week. All the tzaddikim said, the Tzvilat Tzaddik, it's known, we mentioned this many times, and it's kedai to say it again now, and especially this year. Tavshin Ayin Dalit, he said that if he had a day to pick in which Mashiach will come, he said it'll be Lag Ba'omer. Lag Ba'omer is a day that is connected to Gilui Hasoid, a day in which secrets become revealed. Rashbi began to reveal the secrets of the Torah. So, that's a day, says the Tzvilat Tzaddik, that the greatest secret, the world's best kept secret, the secret of the Seid HaGa'ula, the Kates, should come to an end. Especially this year, Gal Eid, Eid is Ayin Dalid. We're now in Tavshin Ayin Dalid, in the year of Shishas, Veshishas Koilus. Tzaddikim are already saying, they're saying now from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and supposedly I verified it today, it was said over in Lakewood by one of the Rosh Hashivas, Barabim, that he said, not only is Mashiach behind the door, he's in the doorway already. And he said, and he specifically said that it should be said over in his name by a Levaya a few days ago. Another godline, I want to say, who said something even more powerful than that, within which time, that Mamish, within a year and a half, he says, for sure, we're out of here. Okay, we're not the ones to make predictions, dates. Clearly, though, we are in a very, very special time, and now we're in a very, very special week. The week of Sfira, the week of the fifth week, the fifth, Hoyd B'Milua is B'Gematria Melech HaMashiach. This is the week of Lag Ba'omer, the week of Tikkun, the week of Yovel, the week of Yitoka B'Shoifa Godoil. That's the Keshes. But before we get to the Keshes, here the Pasuk says, V'Hakim Oisi Es Berisi Itachem. What bris? a new bris. What does that mean? There was a bris already made with Klal Yisrael when the Torah was given for the first time. Says Rashi here, bris chadasha. No one should chas v'shalom think that that means New Testament, as they translated la'avdol elef avdolos. Says Rashi, loike bris harishayna, ele bris chadasha shaloi tufar. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Karati es beis Yisrael, es beis Yehuda, bris chadasha. The Torah of the future is called chadasha. The Medrash says on the pasuk, Torah me iti teitze, Torah chadasha me iti teitze. The Torah of Mashiach is called chadasha, because in comparison to all the Torah that we have today, as the Medrash says, it's hevel compared to the Torah that's going to be revealed in the future, the Seidus HaTorah, which began its revelation on Lag BaOmer. So Lag BaOmer is connected to chadasha, because it's the preparation for Shavuos, which is called the day of Hikrafta Mincha Chadasha LaHashem. Chadasha, because every year we are waiting for a... Every year the hope is that this Shavuos will be the revelation of the Torah Chadasha. We got the Torah already. So we're not counting down now for the Torah of the Aseres HaDibros from 3,000 years ago. Yes, a new commitment, a new Amelus, 100%. But also we're counting down, hoping that this Shavuos will be the Shavuos in which the Torah Chadasha, Ma'iti takes, they will be revealed, the Mincha Chadasha. Bris Chadasha is Begematria Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, because it's the Yeshua of the Osid. That's the Bris Chadasha. An amazing Bris Chadasha is Begematria Yegar Sohadusa. Vayikrolai Lavan Yegar Sohadusa. Lavan, the Medrash says, not only in the Sifrei Kabbalah, but the Medrash says that Lavan refers to Hashem. Hashem is called Lavan, Shehu Malbin Avainoisein Shel Yisrael, Loivin Elyon in Beloshana Kabbalah. So Vayikrolai Lavan Yegar Sohadusa. Yegar Sohadusa means Lavan, Loivin Elyon, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's the psukim they are hinting to Lag BaOmer, as mentioned before. Because starting Lag BaOmer is the day in which the Bechina of Chadasha. It's interesting. Nisan, we start off Ha Chodesh Hazelochem. Ha Chodesh. The Hey before the words Ches Dalachin. Shavuos is Mincha. Chadasha is Ches Dalachin. The Hey is afterwards. It's the same word Ha Chodesh Chadasha, but the Hey is in a different place. What's the Hey? This week is the Hay, the fifth week of Sfira. The Hay is the five levels of the Neshama, Ki Yadua, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechid. The Mashiach is going to reveal in all of us all five levels of the Neshama. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechid. Lag BaOmer is such a day. Chanukah, Tzi Yadua, is a day in which the five levels are revealed. Purim, Yom HaKippurim. Lag BaOmer encompasses all these days. Lag BaOmer, as mentioned in the previous weeks, Lag BaOmer is in Iyar, which is the month of Yisachar, corresponding to the 12 months, the 12 Chodoshim, the 12 Shvatim. Yisachar is the Shevet Hasheni, according to the Arizal, and Iyar is the second month. Yisachar was born on Chanukah, as the B'nai Yisachar brings down. The conception was Shavuos, he was born on Chanukah. So Yisachar was associated with Chanukah. Chanukah is the fifth Yomtiv. Yeah, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Purim, Chanukah. Chanukah is the fifth Yomtiv, it's Hoid. And it's in Kislev, which is Mazel Keshes. The Mazel is Keshes. Lag BaOmer, interesting, the minhag is to light neiros, to light a lot of shem and zayas, those all by the big rebbes, by the big tzaddikim, by the bonfires. Fire, the concept of esh, butzina kadisha. Rashbi was a butzina kadisha, a holy fire. Similar to the Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Neiros. Chanukah is oiroi shel melech ha-moshiach. Chanukah is hinted kiyodua in those words where you have the 33rd word. Es ha-or ki toiv vayavdel. That's the or ha-gonus that's revealed on Chanukah. Es ha-or ki toiv vayavdel is begamatria of the word Chanukah 8 times. Ki toiv, that's the toiv, the or ha-gonus. That's revealed in the lights in the lamed vav Neiros shel Chanukah. Lag BaOmer is such a bechina. Lag BaOmer is oiroi shel melech ha-moshiach. Rashbi began to reveal. Gal Eid. He began to reveal the oyer of Melech HaMashiach, La'asid Lavoi, the Bechina of Gilei HaSoid, which is also on Chanukah. And at the same time, the tour, Shulchan Aruch tells us that Purim, Lag BaOmer, falls at the same day as Purim. Vayhi B'mei HaChashveirosh is B'gamachi Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Whatever you have on Purim, you have Lag BaOmer also. The same Bechina, Lag BaOmer, Purim, Lag BaOmer, Chanukah. V'nasati mishkani b'soichichem. V'lai sigal nafshi eschem. I should not be disgusted with you. The word ga'al with an ayin means disgust. Ga'al with an aleph is redemption. It's aleph, ayin. These brachas that the Torah talks to us here in Parshas Bechukosai, the 33rd parasha, are geula psukim. These are psukim associated with the geula, with la'asud lavai, and that's the connection to Lag BaOmer, which always falls out. The 33rd day of the Omer is always in the vicinity of the 33rd parasha. Now, if we take a look in this parasha itself, in the 33rd pasuk, the 33rd pasuk of Parshas Bechukosai is pasuk lamed hey, because it starts with pasuk gimel. And there it says, "Kol yemei hashama tishbois eisa shaloshavsa b'shabbos oseichem b'shiftachem aleha." Rashi brings here, amazingly, we discussed it once before. Just mention it again. I don't know if everyone heard it. But in this 33rd pasuk of the 33rd parsha, Rashi brings down Chazal that the galus was the 70 years of galus was corresponding to the 70 years they didn't keep the shemitah. And he makes a cheshbon, and here he tells us that Menashe was a king for 55 years. He was a Rasha for 22 years, and he did tshuva for 33 years. Menashe asa tshuva shloishim v'shaloish shana. 33 years. Menashe was the Rasha. Menashe was the Melech. The Oved Avodah Zarah, who does a machlokes about him in the Gemara Sanhedrin on Kuf Gimel, whether or not Menashe has Olam Haba. The Mishnah says a machlokes if he has Olam Haba or not. According to one opinion, he does not. According to the other opinion, the pasuk says, where in Divrei Hayomim, Kapitel Lamed Gimel, the 33rd perek of Divrei Hayomim, it's the 33rd perek. There the pasuk says that Menashe vayishma elo vayechtar loy vayeoser loy vayishma tchinosoy vayishivehu Yerushalayim. That Menashe davened, begged Hashem to take him back, and Hashem takes him back. According to this opinion, he returns to Yerushalayim. The other opinion is, yeah, he returned to Yerushalayim, but Olam Haba he doesn't have. Who's the one who says that Menashe does have Olam Haba? Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rashbi here says that the fact that it says in the pasuk that he was returned to Yerushalayim, and he reads the pasuk Vayeoser, as if it says Vayechotzer with a ches, they all ask the question, there is no such pasuk. But that's what the Gemara brings here. Malamed she'osu lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'min machteres v'rokia k'dei lekabloi b'tshuva m'pnei midas hadin. Hashem made a tunnel, another entranceway for Menashe so that he should also be accepted. Lamaila, and his tshuva was accepted. How many years did he do tshuva? 33 years. What's the number 33? And it's the 33rd pasuk of this 33rd parasha that Rashi brings it down. And who's the one who says it's Rashbi, whose yard side is Lag BaOmer? It's interesting too, the whole sugya that talks about the story of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai in Shabbos is Daf Lamed Gimel. Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, the Gemara talks about Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and he was in a cave. The whole famous Gemara, and that he came out and he went back again because of his son, that they were destroying the world. And it says in this Gemara here, on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis in Shabbos, that who was the one who told him to come out of the cave? Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi tells him to go out of the cave. Eliyahu HaNavi, we know, is called Eliyahu HaGil Odi. So Eliyahu is associated with Gilad, Gal-Aid. What day does Eliyahu tell Rashbi to come out of the cave? Says the Arizal, it was Lag BaOmer. So Lag BaOmer, he comes out of the cave. Lag BaOmer, he was Nifter. Lag BaOmer, he came out of hiding. Giloy HaSoid, similar to the oil that was hidden under the ground and was found on Chanukah. Came out of its hiding. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Butzina Kadisha, comes out of the Ma'ara on Lag BaOmer, as the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel, to be Masak in the world, to bring the world to its Shleimus. And it's interesting, the Gemara ends off here that Yehuda ben Gerim, who was the one who got him in trouble in the first place, and then Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai sees him walking around in the street, he says, he's still here. Nasan by Einav, v'asahu gal shalat samois. Gal again, the word gal, gal a, gal 33. He turns him to a heap of bones. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the great Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, whose yard site is Lag BaOmer, gave us a bechina of tshuva that is associated with la'asid lavai, that one can do tshuva even like if he's like Menashe. Even if he was a chayte u'machte yasarabim. Even if he was someone who was oivet avoy the zara like Menashe, who the many opinions are that ein lechel k'loilam haba, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, he was accepted, and his tshuva lasted for 33 years. He was able to connect himself to this number 33, which is the number associated with la'asid lavai, gal einai v'yavita nefois m'tarasecha. So, in Yecheskel HaNavi, we read about what's called the Maisa Merkava. Maisa Merkava, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, you're not allowed to darshan, you're not allowed to teach it to even an individual unless he's maven b'daitai. Maisa Merkava is Soydis HaTayr. What's Kabbalah, Zoyar, Pnimius HaTayr based on? It's based on Maisa Merkava, on Malachim and Shemus, that which normally is not to be revealed and will be revealed in the future. Now, it's hidden, but even now, it's been revealed. Rashbi, the Arizal, the Baal Shem Tov, and the Baal Tanya, and so on. The last pasuk of Yecheskel Perek Aleph, which is the perek that we read, interestingly, on Shavuos morning. That means Shavuos morning, we read about Maisa Merkava in the Haftarah. Because that was the first thing that Klal Yisrael saw. When they came to Har Sinai, they saw Livnas HaSapir, Uchetzem HaShemayim LaTayhar. They were right away exposed to Pnimiyus HaTayhar. They were exposed to Tzaydus HaTayhar. Ends off the pasuk here, Kemarei HaKeshes Asheyiyeh Ve'onon. That means the ultimate vision here, one of the ultimates, we don't understand what this means exactly, but one of the ultimates vision of Maisa Merkava is the Keshes. Kemarei HaKeshes is Begematria Sfiras HaOmer. Going through Sfiras HaOmer, a person works on himself. He's Zoicha to come to Mara HaShchina. The Gemara tells us in Chagigi, you're not allowed to look at a Keshes. Also, the Histakel BeKeshes, because the Keshes is the Shchina, Kolam Histakel BeKeshes. The Gemara brings this pasuk here in Chagiga. So why are we reading this on Shavuos? Shavuos is the day of Mincha Chadosh. Shavuos is the day in which the hidden part of the Torah will be revealed, just like the revealed was revealed to us by Har Sinai. The eventual pnimius of the Torah will be revealed to us in the future. Hopefully, this Shavuos. And it began in stage. It started Lag BaOmer, and it later on in later generations, and of course B'Milua, that'll be in the future. That's the Keshes. We walk around Lag BaOmer with a Keshes, hinting the Keshes. This is a day in which the Mara HaKeshes that's discussed in the Nevuah of Yecheskel, Maisa Merkava, Pnimius HaTorah, will one day be understood. Now it's just a bow and arrow to us. It's just it's a symbol of what's coming. There's also another idea, and that is Keshes. We know also means tefillah. This is, of course, appropriate to us. This is more negayah to us, especially now in these days when we have to come on to tefillah and bakasha. Rashi brings it in Chumash. Asher lokachti miyad ha'emayri becharbi uvekashti. What does bekashti mean? Yaakov went around with a bow and arrow. He went around with a sword. Says Rashi, no, b'tzloisi ubebausi bechachmasi uvetefilosi bakasha. But keshes is bakasha. Keshes is tefillah. Mazel keshes. Tefillah is compared to a bow and arrow, it says, because when you pull it back, the more you pull back, the further it goes, the more kavana you have to aim, kavana, you have to know exactly, you have to direct it where you want it to go. So Keshes is tefillah. The fact that Lag BaOmer is a day of tefillah, the fact that this is a week of Taran Psichim, this is a week in which our tefillah is niskabel, as mentioned before, perhaps the remez in the Keshes is that. The Keshes is also a remez to what we read about in Parshas Noach, es kashti nosati be'onon, when they came out of the Teva, and according to Rabbi Yoshua, they came out in Eor, Chav Zayin Eor, they came out, according to Rabbi Yoshua. So Noach was worried, was nervous, there'll be another destruction, so Hashem shows him the Keshes, es kashti nosati be'onon. The Keshes, in other words, is a remez to that even in a time of din, there's rachamim. Even when the world deserves to be destroyed, as the pasuk over here in Yecheskel says, Kemarei HaKeshes Asheyiyeh Be'onon. They ask the question. I mean, if the Keshes is considered a bad sign, and in fact you're not supposed to look at a Keshes, and the Keshes means that the world is supposed to be destroyed, so why is this the ultimate vision in the Nevuah of Yecheskel? And that's what we read Shavuos morning. Because eventually the Keshes becomes the Keshes of La'asid Lava is Kulay Chesed. But the Keshes has the power to be mehapech din to rachamim. Literally, like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai did that. He said, Yochel ni lifter is kol ha'atzim in adim. And his patira was in the week of Hoid. Hoid is on the left side. Hoid is din. It's the lowest of all the spheres, because really that's where it ends over here. Yisrael Malchus is considered in chutz leguf. But in the week of Hoid, which is on the left side, like Chanukah, Ner Chanukah Mismol, that's Hoid. Netzach is Yemin, that's Purim, Hoid is the Smol. That's where the Keshes is revealed. Eskashti is Begematria, Yitoka B'Shoifer Godel. Keshes is Rosh HaTevis. Shema Koel Tachanuneinu. Because Keshes is Tefillah. With the Koyach of Tefillah, we can be Mahapech Din Terachamim, like the Keshes did then. And that's Mevatel the Din. Rashbi brought to the world the Koyach of the Keshes in this week of Sfir, that we can be Mahapech Din Terachamim, we can be Zeicha to Geula, to the Mara HaKeshes, which is the Mara HaKeshes that's mentioned here in Yecheskel, in Perek Aleph. And all this is hinted in this parasha, in Parashas Bechukosai, V'nosati gishmeichem ve'itom mara hakeshes Hashem be'onan b'yoyim hageshem. To do it, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, the Zohar says, was mamshich geshem to the world just by merely saying divrei Torah. He didn't even have to come on to tefillah because he was Torah nasoi. All the Svarim tell us the world was created because of Bereshis, as Rashi Tevis, Oyer Toiras Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Or as Rav Nachman Breslov has said, Shimon is Rashi Tevis, Ir Venochis Min Shemaya. Pasuk in Daniel, referring to Daniel, so the Rambam is also to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, so much is said about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in Zohar, in Gemara, and all the Midrashim, how great Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was. The fact that we see so many people, throngs of people going there, the magnetic pull that it has, begashmis, and also beruchnis, even if you don't go there, even beruchnis, just to know what the kayach of Lag BaOmer is, what the kayach of this fifth week of Sfira, the week of Hoyd, Vahahoyd Zui, Beis HaMikdash is. This is the fifth week, the week of the Beis HaMikdash, Nasati Mishkani B'Soichichem, the week of Chazak, Venis Chazak, week of tremendous Chizak. We come to the end of Sefer Vayikra. And as we come to the end of the 33rd parasha, we read, V'zocharti lohem bris rishonim, V'zocharti es brisi Yaakov, V'yafes brisi Yitzchok, V'yafes brisi Avraham Eskor, V'horetz Eskor. In the midst of the Teichacha, there's the schir of Av, that no matter what, V'af kam zois b'hi oisem b'eretz oivem, loy ma'astim, v'loy ga'altim l'chal oisem, v'af b'brisi Yitam, k'ani Hashem Eloheim, as the Gemara darshes on this pasuk, all the malchiyos, that and even during the time of Goyim Magoy, Ki Ani Hashem Eloheim, that the Eibush will not forsake us, but Klal Yisrael are here forever. Tremendous chizik in the midst of the Teichacha, and the Teichacha here, where we talk about the 49 curses, the Memtes Klalois, in which during the Memtes days of Sfira, we could be Mahapech, those Klalois, the Klala of Halachtem Imi Bekeri, which today is pretty clear what that Klala is. Today they made it so simple. We have a person with that name who's certainly not bringing bracha to Eretz Yisrael. And the halachtem imi keri, the halachti afani imachem bekeri. It's up to you. So we have the ability to be ma'apech, that the kuf reish yud should be nisapech to yokor. Kuf reish yud should not chas v'sholem be an obstacle, but the v'nasati sholem ba'aretz, true peace. Where, as the pasuk says, what that is, ushchaftem ve'ein macharid, that you can sleep at night and not be terrorized, and not be worried about chas v'shalom another kassam rocket or another terrorist attack or another scare. V'hishbati chayera min ha'aretz, all those who are chayera should be removed from the land. The cherev loisaba ba'artzachem, even the cherev shel shalom, even the UN, the peace corps, even that we're not interested in. But rather, ufanisi aleichem, v'hifreisi eschem, v'hibesi eschem, v'hakimoisi esbrisi etchem, v'nosati mishkani b'soichem, all the brachas, v'tol v'oilech eschem, koimimius, v'eshbor moitois uvechem, moitois is memtes tikunim, v'eshbor moitois uvechem, I will break all the yokes of the nations, v'eshbor moitois uvechem is b'gematria Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. When that happens, the golus ends. And we know that in the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, someone called me today to be ma'irim me, although we did speak about it here. That in that pasuk, which that pasuk is talking about the geula, b'yoyim hahu yihi Hashem Echad u'shmoy Echad, there's a large ayin and a large dalid. In the Shema, there's a big ayin, and in the word Echad, there's a large dalid. That's ayin dalid. Bitchu b'Hashem adei ad. Ad means forever. We hope that this should be the year, as mentioned before, Gilad, Gal Eid, the Giloy should begin in Ayin Dalet, and Tavshin Ayin Dalet, in this year of Shishis Kailas, as we prepare now for the Shemitah year that's coming, Tavshin Ayin Hey, and Tavshin Ayin Vav, which is Maitzoy Shvius, is really one unit of time, as mentioned last week, but Tzivisi Esperchosi Lochem Bashana Hashishis, the Shana Hashishis is this year, it should be a year of Bracha, because the sixth year of Shemitah is a year that the Torah promises us that Hashem blesses the land as Eretz Yisrael prepares now for the Shemitah year. They need money, they need support, but they have to know, as the Pesukim tell us last week's parasha, that if you keep Shemitah, v'tzivisi es brachosi lochem b'ashana hashishis v'osos es ha'tfuah l'shloish hashanim, that the tfuah that grows in the shana hashishis will last throughout the sixth, seventh, and eighth year. That's why these 3 years are a very important unit of time. And as far as the geula is as well, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Shishas Kailois, the sixth year, there are going to be a lot of noise and rumors that the geula is coming. B'shviyas milchamais u'b'maitzai shviyas ben David ba. By then already it should be long after, but this is what Chazal tell us in Sanhedrin, that it's at least 7 years, and especially the last 3 years of this Shavua Sheben David ba, very crucial. We should utilize this week properly, this week, this very special week that we're in now, beginning with Pesach Sheni, Chesed Shebehoid, Till Hoid Shebehoid, and even the day after. This entire week of Sphira is very, very unique, very, very special, especially tomorrow. It's the yard site of Rabbi Meir Bal Hanes, Elohod Meir Aneini, in his chus, in the chus of Rabbi Meir, whose yard site is tonight, tomorrow, as we get ready for the Hilul of the Rashbi. There are many, many great tzaddikim that passed away during this week of Sphira, including Rav Mendel Rimanov, who was the one who spoke for 22 years about the Mon, and he was Mamshech Hashpa because of that during those 22 years. And this is the week in which the Mon came down. So this is certainly a week to ask for Hashpa. Begashmi is to ask for Parnasa. This is the week the Mon started, to ask for revelation in all areas and no more concealment. This should be a week of Geula and Binyan Beis HaMikdash, V'Hachayiv Zuhu Beis HaMikdash, and we should all be Zaychadach, like the Tzvila Tzadik said, that Lag Ba'omer should be the day by then already, and if not on that day, we should all experience the Geula HaMikdash V'Hashleimah together with Rabbi Shimon Ben Tichon.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.